What hath Woody wrought? Since the release of Midnight in Paris, there has been a stream of fictionalizations of the fabled figures of the Roaring Twenties. The Paris Wife about Hemingway's wife Hadley, Z, Zelda's story from her point of view, Lee Smith's Guests on Earth with Zelda as mental patient at Highlands Hospital in Asheville, and a half dozen more. Now we have West of Sunset, Stuart Onan's novel of Fitzgerald's last 3 years in Hollywood. Onan is an accomplished professional writer with 14 novels under his belt, so the reader can properly assume skillful storytelling and graceful writing. He has the advantage here of a wildly popular, practically no-fail subject. Scott and Zelda are fixed forever in the pop culture pantheon. The public never tires of the stories of their beauty, talent, charm, their rise, wild antics, and tragic fall. But what a familiar subject gives with one hand, it takes with the other. Few readers of West of Sunset will not know how it ends. Restricted by the biographical facts, Onan is forced to sacrifice tension, plot twists, suspense. The conventional historical novel is not told from Napoleon's point of view, but rather from the point of view of Napoleon's valet. This gives the author some latitude. The valet may not understand everything happening around him. He may have attitude. After all, no man is a hero to his valet, and he can comment upon the action. Onan chooses instead a limited third-person narrative. He uses Scott's point of view to tell of his disastrous journey with Bud Schulberg to the Dartmouth Winter Carnival, and of his anxiety-filled encounter in Hollywood with Hemingway, his old buddy who is now so rich and famous. At the studio, the author of The Great Gatsby is disrespected by his vulgar bosses, who have hired him to work on mundane pictures and then make them even more banal than they needed to be. Many readers will know. Fitzgerald is in Hollywood because he is broke and struggling to pay Zelda's medical bills and his daughter's educational expenses, with his health, vitality, and morale all failing. He becomes involved with the Hollywood columnist Sheila Graham, who behaves quite decently, but Fitzgerald is racked with guilt. Failed husband, poor father, washed-up writer. Scotty makes a couple of stressful visits to Fitzgerald in Hollywood, and, ill-advisedly, Scott takes Zelda out of Highlands Hospital for vacations to Charleston, Norfolk, Myrtle Beach, and Cuba. These excursions are catastrophes. Zelda regresses into madness, and Scott escapes into drunkenness. Their marriage was essentially over, but neither could accept that. There are some nice supporting characters here. Humphrey Bogart, the witty Dorothy Parker, Robert Benchley. Sophisticated witty remarks and entertaining anecdotes are always welcome. But Onan's real achievement in West of Sunset is not the story exactly. Onan gives us, convincingly, Fitzgerald's state of mind, his remorse over past foolishness, his determination to succeed at screenwriting, his desperate need to redeem himself as a fiction writer, and to create for his life, in the theatrical sense, one more act. We see him absorbing, day after day, the feel, color, mood of studio life, the telling details for the Hollywood novel which was to be his comeback, indeed, his masterpiece, The Last Tycoon. It would have been, too.